that then it stops up. The same thing is life. If a person has a family of the family, so it could have a father, the mother, a wife in a hospital, two years, and the person needs to balance the two in a way where he understands, he stops the axiom that he talked about him and see the two things that they have. And before the question of to keep bounding on them, that they should work in harmony. The minute a person no longer has it that way, then it automatically explodes. And it's me as being the entity, this woman who's getting on my nerves, her demands, and etc. That's the kind of sinister. That's why he says the person sinister looks the same. If the world is me, I'm responsible with a lot of left power, it's a problem. Because the point of toleration, it comes, it stops happening. But if the interruption of our spark is the messiest of the world together, then there is no then it's always a question of if a halakim having the input. It's not the pshat that I'm the person that Kashbar had in mind, that the other person is the getter of a nisayon. It's the whole thing as a whole. So sinas habriyas is maitis arimna ilam, because it goes at the heart, it goes to the heart of chibur in the bria. Chibur means that it's possible to have different things locked in together. And that's the Kareach HaChibur in the Bria. And a person who's Sinus HaBrias, then Bal Karachach, he destroys that. I want to talk a little bit, I guess it is a hint in Yonah Yayma. I mean, it says that the second bias was destroyed because of Sinus Chinam and Kamsa Bar Kamsa and Kamsa Kamsa Bar Kamsa and so on. And Chazal, Chazal pointed out at the great the discrepancy between Rishon, where they had Avodah Zarah and everything, and Vayishani didn't have that, and yet there was Sinas Chinam. So there's an endless amount of descriptions of how bad Sinas Chinam is and how much support to do good to other people and so on and so forth. There's a much deeper Indian, and it needs to be understood. The sheirish of the Beis Hamikdash is the chubra yachdav. It's the makom where Shemayim and Eretz are mischaber. So you have physical things that are ruchnis and ruchnis things that are physical. Behemoth and oxen and big fat animals are turned to ruchnis. Ruchnis is expressed in shulchan and in kruvim and in gold and in all sorts of things like that. The shvatim are mischaber in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not just a mikra that, hey, it's so nice to have all the shvatim together and everybody deserves to be there. It's the pshat is because just like all the chelkei haguf, whenever you mechaber things, it means they create an entity bigger than any of the pieces. Or else it's not a chibur. If a kid takes, he gets his hands on a tube of glue, and then he finds all odd pieces around the house, different things that he's dug up, his father's cufflink, a bottle cap or two, a fork and something else, and he glues it all together. It's not a chibur. It's a dibur, but it's not a chibur. There's no. It's not a chaper to anything. The koyach of chibur means that just like the heart, the lung, and the kidney, and so on and so forth, can function together. Just like the zera of a father can be any other organ. Would be rejected, but the zera of the father and the isha and the rechem isha come together, and it is chab, and it becomes one unit. Contrary to most other things,
that are separate entities. That's the kodesh of chibur and the bria, and the ability of that to happen is something goes to the core of creating a body that will have that can carry neshama. You have people who have rachmanas on the autoimmune disease. Body rejects their body. That's a horrendous disease because the person's not himself because the pieces can't be together. It's his different antibodies reject the body itself. So that kreach, if it becomes an eras, the person does not allow for a body that will keep a nefesh. The neshama, the shechina in the Beis HaMikdash could not be shared any one shaven kaisel, because just like the heart or the kidney or the liver itself or the moach itself will never be a kli for Hashem's Hashchina, you need Tzuras Adam. The Tzuras Adam of Klal Yisrael is Yud Beis Shvatim. And what allows that to be there is the Koyach HaChibur. So even though Zvulun and Yisachar are very different, and Dan and Naphtali are different, and Reuven and Levi are different, but there's a koyach that allows for all the different shvatim to be together, and then they become Klal Yisrael. That chibur creates a chibur Klal Yisrael. So if you don't have that, then you don't have the guf to get makom for neshama. So the other the churban bayis rishon, in a certain sense, was peripheral in Yanim. Just like Lamarshal, when you talk about any type of bacteria attacking a person, you theoretically should be able to have some sort of antidote for it. When the person's own immune system attacks the body, then you have a real problem. Because not an outside thing. I mean, what they try to do then is suppress the immune system. Basically, they try to repress that part of the body. But Lamaisa, that's the metzias of Adam. That's most of the person. So Lamaisa, the Chum Bayis Sheni was of such a dramatic nature that it lasted so long because it hit home on a pnimis inyan. It's not that, halacha, if you have a choice to be over the Zohar and do some way faith, obviously over the Zohar is Yahweh Yahweh, and doing the faith is not Yahweh Yahweh. I mean, obviously it's a wonderful thing, but it's not something that is going to halachically outweigh the other ones. And yet, this has a case of Ayin Shana, it didn't have a case. And the answer is because it was something that destroyed itself, the etzem. It also has to do a lot with Edoim, who destroyed second bias. It says Edoim was somebody who was, he lived on his cheref. It says he had a chodek lomus. Edoim was a sinus of Rias be'etzem. And that's why he saw his own self as clear, clear. As opposed to Bavel that had a midah of Skyva, Baritzus, that was a bad midah, but it wasn't something that went to the heart of the thing itself. I guess it's one of the hardest things is whenever there's a tzibur, whenever there's a kabur, there's a tzibur. So on the one hand, a person needs to make sure that his tzibur fits it. In other words, it goes with base of, goes with a mishpacha, base of, shaven. You can't have a bellow. It's not a chalent. You don't just toss in whatever's in the house and put it together. There's a seder chibur. A person should look for an ish that's matim for him and create a situation that the chibur is possible. Those are all correct things. The shvatim have a certain seder of how the mesuder. Avos Yisrael is not a blind metzias of, just dump everybody into the pot and everybody should be nice to each other. It's a very naive and it's wrong. What it does mean is that there are many halakim. But Marshall, let's take an example. Let's say you have two shutfim in yeshiva, a business. One of them is an easier person, one of them is a steifer person. One of them, and b'derech klal, that's how things work out. People have different temperaments. As long as they're both dedicated to business, you usually need different kleichas. You need the person who's constantly working at expanding and reaching out and so on and so forth. And you need the person to say, stop, we can't go further than this. We're going to blow up like a balloon. It's not going to work. Same thing in the mahalach of chinuch. You have a yimin makarev and a small doche. Those are, you need both. And on the picture of a tzibur, the yimin is taken up by one person or a few people, and the small taken up by one or a few people. And the teva hadvarim, there's always a sore point between the two, because that's a teva of two things that are different to you. So it is important that the chibur be done correctly. And the same way, like in the Beit HaMikdash, the chibur was very, very proportioned out. The same way, like in Gufadam, there's a very clear seder advarim seder in Yarem. But the core of the opposite of the opposite of the churban is when there's a deher for the place for the other that can't be replaced by this. And the fact is that the whole looks very different than the chelik, than the way I see it from my perspective. Just like a person can espouse his derech halimut. A person can espouse being a chassid or a misnagid and all its nihilus and all the wonderful things. But he needs to have it without the other, the machine would be broken. There's a very, very sharp point of chibur that needs to be heard by each and every one of the halakim. That yes, my chelik is X, but the whole surah includes Y and Z and so on. The same thing, a person in a family, a person has his own sense. His spouse, his or her spouse, has a different sense. A person should have to hear that within the context of family, both of those are necessary. There's a time to be easier, there's a time to be harder, time to be this, whatever, each and every place that there is. So a person, sinus abrius, means the person is so sense, if a person senses his self as being it, then everything else is in their way. So let's give a marshal. If a person is running, a person needs to do something. A person is a doctor, and he needs to run to do an operation on him, and somebody, a kid, happens to be rollerblading across his path. So that kid is a shter, and the person should be annoyed, angry, upset, whatever it is. Let's say there's another doctor in his group, in the hospital, who says, I think you're not approaching right. I don't think it's the right smart thing to do what you're doing. And he doesn't allow him to do it, or, he puts brakes on it. That's the room for saying the emes of what to do with that person is only going to come out mine or mine. It's only because I mean, what it needs to take that other person's things into account, or else I'm just not going to get back to work. That's the Malkapadim. So we should be zeichet to bring back that Kach HaShibur and Kal Yisrael and turn the Churban back into Chibur, Bezus Hashem.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Yeah, and I think this is so we won't. We'll